A 31-year-old nurse at Tampa General Hospital became the first Floridian to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccination was held during a news conference Monday at the hospital, with Governor Ron DeSantis looking on.
These vaccines have already been administered in Great Britain and Canada. They're now going to be administered here in the United States. We will have shots going in arms much sooner than anybody would have anticipated just 6 months ago.
Nationwide, 2.9 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine are estimated to arrive at health care facilities and nursing homes this week, roughly half of the initial 6.4 million doses from Pfizer. The FDA is holding back half that for the second round of the two-shot protocol. Tampa General is among five health care centers that will form the distribution hub in Florida.
They've also been received at Broward Memorial and UF Shands in Jacksonville. Tomorrow, Jackson Memorial in Miami will receive its shipment, as well as Advent Health in Orlando. What we'll have is almost 100,000 doses for these five hospital systems.
One of the reasons for setting up the five select systems in Florida in the first round, says DeSantis, is to avoid massive numbers of hospitals, which he claims would exacerbate any problems that may crop up.
This is kind of a beta test. They wanted to run it through, make sure things were running smoothly, which, knock on wood, they have so far. And then as we get into the next weeks of distribution, you'll start to see it go.
Two other vaccines await federal approval. First up is Moderna, which, like Pfizer, requires deep freeze storage and two doses. According to DeSantis, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn plans to handle Moderna the same as Pfizer.
The advisory committee will meet on Thursday to discuss the issues with Moderna. We anticipate a favorable recommendation for that, and then FDA will work hopefully through the night to be able to get the EUA issued on Friday of this week.
On the horizon is the vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, which requires only one dose and is kept under normal refrigeration. Along with the 100,000 doses of the vaccine for the five hospitals, CVS and Walgreens pharmacies in the state will also receive 60,000 doses to distribute at long-term care facilities. And the state will also get 20,000 to administer to care facilities as well.
It really is a miracle to be here today helping administer vaccines less than a year of dealing with this pandemic.
Jared Moskowitz is state emergency management director.
It is a tribute to the frontline healthcare workers who are going to be the first recipients of the vaccine, the heroes dealing with this every single day. It's a bittersweet moment for families who have lost loved ones to the pandemic or families who have had folks in hospitals and have not been able to visit them.
Moskowitz cautions this is not the end, that there's still a long way to go.
Obviously, it's going to take a little bit to get this out. We will continue to be aggressive. Folks continue to do mitigation measures as we get through this. But, you know, we're hoping that as that supply comes, you will see a significant, robust effort between ourselves and the hospitals and the local partners at our counties.
As the vaccine doses begin rolling in, local officials are finalizing their distribution plans. Santa Rosa County is conducting a survey on COVID-19. Public Safety Director Brad Baker says they want to get an idea of how many residents are interested in being vaccinated.
With the brief time the survey's been out, I think we just had over 500. About 53% say, yeah, we'll definitely get it. And another 12.5% said, yeah, we'll probably get it. So that tells us we could easily plan for 65 to 70% of the population getting it.
That, in turn, will enable the county to prepare to serve the 180,000 residents.
And that allows us to kind of run some figures and understand what's the length of time we need to have the point of distribution open, how many can we expect to get through in a day. And then from there, we're really just concerned of those who are not interested in getting it, and why are they not.
And Baker adds the rollout of the vaccine does not mean we can throw away our face coverings and put an end to social distancing.
It's going to take a little bit of time to get that population vaccinated. So we're just going to encourage people to continue doing the practices that we're doing now, wearing masks, social distancing, limited gathering. Because it's really about our elderly, those with heart conditions, diabetes, the high-risk population.
Relieved is how one nurse put it after getting vaccinated early Monday. The injections begin an effort to try and defeat the coronavirus, which has claimed more than 300,000 American lives. How well these initial vaccinations go will help reassure a weary public when it's their turn sometime next year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.